Our next guest has studied and observed what it takes to bring the best out of each individual on the team so that collectively the team produces abundant results. We're now going to sit down with Greg Bell, the author of Water the Bamboo, Unleashing the Potential of Teams and Individuals. Greg is here to share the same powerful tools and informative stories he's taught to teams at AAA, Nike, various universities, and more. Greg, welcome to Success. Let's help our listeners grow some bamboo.
Indeed. Thank you very much for having me.
So, Greg, give us a little bit of the Greg Bell history and how that shaped who you are today.
Yeah, I grew up in a very, very small town in San Augustine, Texas. There are only 2,400 people and a goat. My claim is I'm related to all of them, of course. And one of the things about this town is that the welcome to San Augustine, Texas sign is the same one as leaving San Augustine, Texas. So super small town. Grew up with my grandfather, whom I consider a wisdom keeper. He was an amazing man. He was basically a subsistence farmer. He would be out in his Texas sun with his mule plowing away, and I would run water out to him. That was one of my jobs on the farm. We're really quite poor. You know, I grew up in a house that had no indoor plumbing and, you know, quite frankly, no outdoor plumbing either. So we were quite poor by any stretches of financial situation, but we were rich because of him. But he told me three things that would help me get out of that situation, and they were education, education, and education. I think he was so right about that. Whether you're, you know, in school or out of school, it doesn't matter. We can all sort of learn, you know, whether it's technology or new ways of being. And I think that's really what I focus on with my clients is professional development, personal development, always thinking about how I can get better as a person. And so rooted there with my grandfather there in Texas.
Sounds like your hometown needs to get a second goat. Let's just start there.
So, absolutely right.
Now, I understand that you talk about that you were raised poorer than dirt. So let's start from the dirt or the ground level and work our way up. Explain the metaphor of watering the bamboo and how it applies to a team environment.
Yeah, giant timber bamboo is one of the more fascinating plants on Earth. There's 1,500 species of bamboo, but giant timber bamboo farmers will take a seed and bury it 6 feet deep, and they will water it for a full year. And after a year, they won't see anything. And they'll water it yet another year and see nothing. Yet another year and see nothing. However, once this plant touches the surface, it will grow over 90 feet in 60 days. I've studied successful teams high and low since I can remember. And all of them, whether they know it or not, they put in that kind of effort, that kind of time before they become successful. My goal is to help people water their bamboo. But I think we also have to kind of back up a little bit too with this, because I think there's a myth of self-sufficiency. There's a myth that one person does it by themselves. You know, Mallory climbs Everest and everyone sort of hails Mallory climbing 27,000 feet. But all of us know that there were Sherpas and people helping him and guiding his way. And so that's why I say don't farm alone. We all need to have relationships to help us be successful in our businesses and our personal lives and so on. Giant timber bamboo, its growth of 90 feet in 60 days is very impressive to most people. But what really impresses me, Darren, is the fact that giant timber bamboo roots will grow over 100 yards, longer than a football field. What that means is, underneath the ground, the roots of a grove of giant timber bamboo are all interlocked and intertwined, so they can handle mudslides or earthquakes or anything like that. And what does that mean to the team? Well, if our values are deeply rooted and we're deeply connected, what that means is we can handle setbacks, we can handle recessions, we can handle a number of different things that'll come as challenges to any successful team or, you know, to our goals in life.
Now, I watched your TED talk, and you discuss how we need to mind the gap. And
yeah,
we're not talking about the tube in London. So talk to us about what gaps you've witnessed cropping up in a team scenario, and then what team members and leaders should do to mind them.
Yeah, that's a terrific question, because one of the things I've seen is people getting off track with their vision, getting off track with their values, and getting off track with their goals. And one of the things I say there is that there's always a gap between what you say and what you do. It's walk the talk. And I think that when we talking about all of this stuff is the easy part. Talking about what my values are, talking about what my visions are, talking about what my goals are, that's easy. Anyone can do that. The question is, as we just talked about, when it's time to make a decision about what we're going to do, how am I going to be then? You know, that's the question. How are we going to be as a team? And I think we're always minding the gap. One of the bamboo rules I have is everything needs maintenance. Our relationships need maintenance. Our vision needs maintenance. Our goals need maintenance and all these things. Once we outline our vision, our values, and our goals, we can't just put them on a wall or put them in a drawer and ignore them. I say make these living documents. Make these living things that we can actually implement and really mind that gap. We all have to mind our own gaps individually and collectively. And talking to each other about what those things are, asking the question, is this really in line with what our values are? Is this really in line with where we're headed? Is this in line with our goals? And we need to look at them in a systematic way, whether that's quarterly, weekly, or every day. Everyone has responsibility here, though. One of the things my grandfather always told me that I would always make that excuse like, well, I didn't do anything. And he would say, well, that's the problem. All of us have responsibility. You know, we have a tremendous amount of impact on each other, and that impact is important. I loved this quote by Josephine Billings. She said, to the world, you're just one person, but to one person, you just might be the world.
Success Audio Series, copyright Success Media, all rights reserved.